This is Dr. Lee indicating his physical, patient name Hobin, H-O-B-I-N-E, John, J-O-H-N, Fred. Hobin John Fred, F-R-E-D. Date of birth for this patient is 1-9-1930. Place, Franklinwood Genesis Nursing Rehab. Date of service 5-2-2023. History of present illness, this is a 93-year-old gentleman known to me from the previous admission. He was hospitalized MedStar Hospital. Patient presented to the emergency room. With the episode of non-bloody vomitus. AFib with RVR and heart rate up to 160. He was hypoxic with the pulse ox of 81% of room air. Patient was managed for AFib with RVR. Digoxin given COPD exacerbation was managed because he was hypoxic, short of breath. Patient was noted to have a new non-STEMI. He also has a bacteremia, Enterococcus. His urine was causing the source. And AKI from obstructive uropathy. Patient was admitted to the intensive care unit because of multiple medical problems, including non-STEMI and vomiting, bloody, non-bloody vomitus with AFib with RVR. In addition, medical management was done and multiple left heart catheterization was done on April 26th. That shows patent edema, negative CAD with multiple occluded left circumflex branches. With the collateral, they recommended medical therapy, possible subacute occlusion, given advanced age and lack of chest pain, cardiology recommended medical therapy. Patient continued to have leukocytosis, infectious disease of the patient and their transition. Initially IV antibiotic, then they transitioned to amoxicillin per ID and he was having a CHF with the dyspnea requiring IV diuretics. His breathing improved. Physical therapy consulted and they recommended subacute rehab. Enterococcus bacteremia likely from the urine treated. Acute respiratory failure improved after the management secondary to concern for pulmonary edema. AFib with RVR stabilized and he was maintained on warfarin, anticoagulation, heart rate controlled, and the CHF was managed with diuretics along with the other medical therapy. Non-STEMI medical management was advised, AKI resolved. Patient was also noted of hydronephrosis and urinary retention, and the Foley was placed, and the Foley catheter was reinserted on April 26th. It was maintained a flow max. Continue the Foley catheter and urology to follow outpatient. Patient also reported to have diarrhea that has resolved. At present, no nausea, no vomiting, no fever. When I saw the patient, his family is at the bedside. Patient denies any headache, dizziness, no chest pain, no shortness of breath, no fever, no chills. Past medical history. History of syncope in the past with recovery. CHF. History of respiratory failure. Pulmonary hypertension, COPD, history of coronary artery disease, CABG, hyperlipidemia, atrial fibrillation, history of pacemaker placement, medication upon discharge, Tylenol, 650 2 tablet, Q6 hour PRN, amoxicillin 1000 mg 2 capsule, Q8 hour, amoxicillin 500 mg 2 capsule q8 hour, not 2. Amoxicillin 500 mg 2 capsule every 8 hour to be continued till May 3rd. Aspirin 81 mg daily, Lipitor 20 mg daily. Probiotic capsule daily. B12 1000 mcg daily. Lovinox 80 mg subcutaneous q12 hour while bridging with warfarin. Trilogy Ellipta for COPD, one inhalation daily. Metoprolol 25 mg BID. Montelukast 10 mg daily. Multivitamin daily. Flomax 0.4 mg daily. Tarsimide 4 mg daily. And warfarin dose 2 mg QPM. 1 tablet 4 times weekly on Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday. And warfarin 2 mg. 2 tablet 3 times weekly on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And monitor PTINR. Review of system today, no headache, no dizziness, no sore throat, no urinary congestion, pulmonary, no cough, cardiac, no chest pain, GI, no vomiting, no diarrhea, musculoskeletal, no pain, genital urinary, no hematuria, neuro, no syncope, physical exam, patients awake, alert, oriented time 3, very pleasant male, blood pressure 145 over 80, pulse 76, temperature 97.5, respiration 18, pulse ox 99%. Adrenal mechanomophilic, eyes anectaric, no urine discharge, throat, no exudated neck, upper and chest and tender lungs, decreased bass from the bases, upper field clear, and heart estimates to regular, abdomen is soft, non tender bowels on positive extremity, edema present, pitting in nature, and, but there is no cough tenderness. Neuro is awake, alert, oriented M3. Lab done. The sodium 138, potassium 3.7, BUN20, creatinine 0.8, PT 16.9, INR 1.4, WBC 12.6, WBC 10.6, hemoglobin 10.4, mercury 31.3. Assessment: patient is admitted with the recent MI non-STEMI, number 2 CHF exacerbation, number 3 atrial fibrillation, number 4 COPD exacerbation, number 5 status post acute. Hypoxic respiratory failure, status post AKI, history of CAD, status post CABG, history of six sinus syndrome, status post pacemaker placement, history of mitral regurgitation, history of pulmonary hypertension. Plan of care will continue all his current medication, follow up lab, monitor PTNR, adjust warfarin dosing. This is the end of the medication. Thank you.